Hey, it's the Two Chicks Plant Show, and I am here with Donnie. This is Sarah Hart, and
I'm Dawn Evans, as always.
Dawn Evans, as always, and
I'm
we are here.
Charlotte sometimes.
And Mags is in the studio with us, so if you hear a little noise in the background, she's cruising through her summertime with us. Crazy peeps. Hopefully this audio is better than last week. Got a blue snowball that's not blue.
It's actually white.
It's a round microphone.
It's shiny!
And kind of intimidating, so we'll see how that, that goes. But, welcome!
Point and laugh!
Point and laugh at the intimidating. It looks like a little bit like a Doctor Who robot.
It's kind of funny.
So.
It's gonna stand up and walk away.
Yes. We are here today to talk about some of the most amazing herbs and plants out there. Of course, I'm a herbalist and clinical herbalist, and Don Yolito El Dinosaurio is...
I'm also a trained herbalist. I have green blood, and I do my herbal work via energetic work with Ziplants.
Yeah, Ziplants. Before we get started, we need to do our disclaimer, which is basically we're just giving advice and suggestions and reading to you things known about these herbs recent times and historically. We do stuff with plants. It is your own choice what you do with plants. We're not doctors. We're not nurses. And as Dawn always says,
don't do stupid shit.
Don't do stupid shit. It's all on you. So whatever you choose to do with the plants is your own business. But we're just here to give our knowledge and stories, and pass it on to you.
And we're brain dumping, and we've played with these plants, so we're telling you our story.
Yeah, but we're not telling you to take them, so you do what you do.
You don't tell us.
And we don't tell you. So there we go. No one tells anybody else. We just tell stories.
Here, let me tell you something. I got something to say.
Yes, and our plant of the day is...
Da-da-da-da!
Calendula.
Pot marigold.
Pot marigold.
That's what they call it.
You said pot.
That could also be called chamber pot.
Chamber... Wait.
No, okay, let's let him go.
That's different kind
yeah,
of
I know.
Pot.
Anyway, so yeah.
This is New Hampshire. It's not entirely legal here.
Anyway, so we're on calendula knotweed. It could be considered weed, but
wait,
it's
knockweed?
Knockweed, no. Okay, anyway, calendula, let's not confuse the friends.
Oh, okay.
It's also called Bride of the Sun.
Oh, cool.
Dunkard, Golds, Holy Gold, Husband's Dial, Mary Bud, Marigold, Mary Knowles, Rudies, Rudeliz, Spousa, Solstice, Summer's Bride.
Wow.
That's from my book. What do you got in yours?
Well, I have Garden Marigold, Holy Gold, Marigold, Mary Bud, and Pot Marigold. As
pot
we go
marigold.
Full circle back to the Pot Marigold. You know, I grew up in Iowa and was fairly isolated.
My name is Sarah Twitch.
By the way. But I thought it was Calendula for the longest time.
Calendula.
So, you know. Get me some calendula from over by the barn.
Actually, I've heard people say calendula.
Calendula, so is
that
legit?
And I have to correct them, but I mean, hey, who knows? My red could be your blue.
For those of you who...
Oh, wait, Rustin always says potato, potato.
Potato, potato, calendula, 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 calendula,
pot marigold.
Pot marigold. We're talking about pot marigold, which it actually kind of looks like a marigold, but not.
Same as family. Calendula officinalis.
Yep, so official calendula, for all the Latin that it is. For those of you who are maybe trying to remember what this looks like, it's orange or yellow or, you know, looks like marigold orange.
Yeah.
It is multi-part? I don't know what netters would say about it. But here, I'll read you the description in Lust's book. Calendula is an annual garden plant with an angular branched hairy stem 1 to 2 feet high. The leaves are alternate, sessile, spatulate, or oblanceolate. Good God. Dentate with wide... I'm an herbalist, not a botanist. With widely spaced teeth and hairy. From June to October, the plant bears large yellow or orange terminal flower heads. It's big orange flowers.
Sticky as all get out.
Yeah.
Sticky.
If you're tactically defensive in any way like me, picking them is not your favorite thing to do.
I love to pick them. I think it's fun. You pop the heads off, and then two more grow in the place.
Yeah, but it's basically like feeling like...
Sticky. It's sticky. It's sticky. It's like tar, like pine pitch.
Yeah, you might as well be messing with pine pitch, which is unpleasant.
It's actually... And it washes off. Don't let her scare you. But it is sticky, and that's its power.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's its job. Yes. It's very... But it has high tannins.
Oh.
In some cases, is what I was reading. But it's very emollient.
Mm-hmm.
Very emollient. It's sticky. It gets on your skin and doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's why it's great for your skin, is because it doesn't want to leave and it delivers its medicine. And
it soothes and covers.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what we do with it?
Well,
as physical body medicines.
Physical body medicines. Now, I grow it in my garden, and I love it because I really don't have to pay attention to it. And I'm sure Dawn would probably disagree with me that I need to give it possibly more attention than I do.
Shake Sarah. Shake, shake, shake.
Well, Dawn's the grower, and I'm the shower, apparently, so...
You're so showy.
I have it in a bed. It's nice because that bed was taken over by the Apple Mint. But the calendula tends to hold its own with that.
Yeah, and the thing is with it, it does grow, and it grows, and it grows. Our lovely, wonderful friend Christine Tolf, she had it in a bunch of places, and it just would grow and grow. And mm-hmm. it just does its thing. And I've seen like entire field rows of it at Misty Meadows, and it's just, once it's established, it's just fine. Just mm-hmm. water it once in a while, and it's good. But you got to remember to harvest the heads. Like, you got to pop off that head. Once it's in full bloom, you just pop off the head right behind the base of the flower and lay that out to dry flat, is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a basket, and you have to shake the basket every day to move them around. But two more will grow right where that one area is. So for every one you pull, you get two more.
Yeah, and the key is staying on top of it, and... For a while, I think people were cutting the tops off, but we learned that if you pop the heads, like, you just put it between your fingers and, like, pop them off, and yeah. It tends to be faster and easier, and the plant seems to be okay with it, like it, you know, and...
Yeah, I don't like to cut plants unless I have to with right. really sharp snips, but, also, you gotta be careful not to pull the whole plant out of the ground at times.
Well, that's true. I've accidentally done that.
Everybody's done it. Everybody's done it.
I mean, calendula's got many uses. First and foremost, I usually use it for skin stuff. And then I also use it for digestive stuff for myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've got the Earthwise Herbal here from Matthew Wood.
We like that guy.
We like that guy. He's got it listed out. He's got 6 to 7 other categories of uses for the herbals. Constitution, complexion, characteristic symptoms.
She does not have that kind of an accent, FYI.
FYI. you know, you're looking for a tongue, interestingly enough, that's slightly puffy pink or red papillae down the sides of the tongue, indicating unresolved lymphatic inflammation. So this is great for the lymphatics.
Yeah, yeah, I've put it in lymph tea, and it pulls crap out of your lymph nodes.
Yeah.
Yep, if you have, like, that soreness under your arms or... Or, like, under your, like, right around your jawline.
Mm-hmm. Swollen glands.
Ugh. Calendula tea is really good for that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or unresolved infections, too. Mm. It'll help kind of clear all that duct work and...
Well, who was it? Linda Richard, I think, was having me make a really good lymph tea for a while for her.
Mm.
For her or someone. And she said it really, really was very helpful.
Yeah. It's good stuff. So, lymphatic movement's important because you get all that crap circulating out of your body and...
All that stuff that gets stuck when our body does its job.
Yeah. Great for respiration, bronchitis, asthma.
Sucks to your asthma.
Yeah, deep coughs. Anything, you know, it's really a mover of that sticky, gunky...
Yeah, yeah, that's part of its signature, plant signature. It's like that...
Yeah, it'll pull that right out of you. Yeah. That's gross.
It's emollient.
Good for the digestion, mouth ulcers, stomach upset, nausea, vomiting, sluggish. It's like sluggishness and inflammation and like, it just helps you chill and helps you, you know, move it out.
Soothes
and moves. A soother and a mover.
It's not a mover and a shaker. It's not like... You know, like peppermint or cayenne. It's a soother and a mover.
Yeah, great for digestive irritation, ulcers, hemorrhoids, gum disease. Speaking of...
Yeah, like any ulcerations.
Yeah, ulcerations. I have it in my... Well, Deb Mercier uses it. If you look at the ingredients, I think it's in the liver tea. And, I mean, amazing tea. If anybody got to go and get it from Debbie, because freaking amazing stuff.
I use it in, again, like how I learned to make creams from Rosemary Gladstar's books. And I learned it from Christine Tolfe and one way, and Misty Meadows another way, which both I've combined. And I make a calendula cream.
Yeah.
And there are people who have, like, wicked dry skin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on their face, like guys from shaving. Mm-hmm. And I make just a calendula cream. And the cream itself does wonders without irritation to, like, some people are so allergic to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the stuff, just the because the base is an olive oil with calendula flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
Jam-packed, crammed into it, sitting for a month in the sun, which was perfect. And it's just really soothing for the skin. Like, women, I have a lot of... older women who mm-hmm. use it on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Mature women like to use it on their face because it helps a lot, and it's very, it's kind of like uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so like...
Any kind of like chafing, oh my gosh, it's so good for chafing.
Yeah, and well, anything irritated, anything dry, you know, Matt Wood tends, or notes, you know, even for ladies, for irritated vaginal areas, for dryness, all of that stuff, bleeding, tearing at childbirth.
Yeah, that'd be a great oil, right?
Yeah,
like a straight calendula infused oil. Use it in that area.
Well, and even for like baby diaper creams and stuff
uh-huh.
too,
because oh,
of the
yep.
little baby bums.
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah, for the diaper rash.
Perfect for baby bums.
Yeah, I just always feel like calendula is this very soothing, lovely, nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Sticky resinous, but you know when you get it in creams and stuff, it's not that sticky. It's really actually.
Oh well, when it's in a cream, it's not sticky at all. But it's you know it's known for it's got some antibacterial
mm-hmm.
to it, some antifungal, antiseptic.
Ooh,
yeah, it's a soothing emollient. And as we were talking about teas for your intestinal soothing.
Yep.
Like anyone's got irritated stomachs and you know like linings,
mm-hmm.
it's good for that. You can make a mouthwash with it, like a mouthwash tea. You know, put a little myrrh in there,
mm-hmm.
calendula.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Matt Wood notes seven main properties. One, applied externally to wounds is antiseptic, bacteriostatic, and hemostatic.
Mm.
So great for all that stuff. Two, used internally for swollen glands and lingering unresolved infections.
Uh-huh.
Cleansing those glands and ducts. Three, lowers high enzyme counts from damaged liver. Which I think is really interesting.
Oh, I know someone who could...
I was just thinking of someone...
Damaged liver, and maybe he should be drinking some calendula tea if he's listening to this and hearing me.
No, you gotta be really careful, like, with the damaged stuff, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But still...
He drinks a lot of tea, though.
So. Oh, well, there you go. Might not hurt.
Right.
Check in with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Sue's digestive mucosa, that's number four, and other mucous membranes. So all over the place. five, warming to the stomach drives heat to the periphery, thins fluids, and causes sweating and fever.
Oh, fun.
Which is kind of cool.
Well, I mean, it's of the sun, so, warm.
And it promotes the period. That's number six.
Huh.
That's cool. I didn't know that either.
I know someone that could use that prop. Not me.
Yeah, but, like, if someone's having a hard time being regular on their cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That would be
interesting. Well, it's a good thing to try. It's a heat. So it's a heat that brings on...
It says it's warming in the first degree, so it's diaphoretic.
Oh.
It's a first degree warmer.
Mm.
Right along there
well,
with
it's
a muffler and some mittens.
It goes along with all its metaphysical attributes.
The mittens?
Mitten?
It's metaphysical mittens. No, it's just warming.
It could be. No.
It also is traditional European peasant tonic taken to prevent sickness in winter. So it's an immune tonic, which I think that would be really interesting to put it with something like elderberry or... I don't know. It'd be interesting to experiment with calendula in that way.
I think calendula and peppermint would be good together.
Some say neurological changes have been reported from its use, but there's not a ton of research. But definitely, I always think of it first thing as just good for skin and wounds
yeah.
and stuff. And the warm in the first degree, it's clarified later here. It means it promotes sweating. But yeah, a lot of notes in here. Again, the Earthwise Herbal about it being great for diaphoretics for fever, indicated where the bones hurt, all sorts of things.
My bones.
My bones! So, Cool. Yeah, lots of great uses
well,
for
all
calendula.
Well, all the heat stuff that goes with it actually transfers over into... my world. So it's all gentle and stuff for the skin, right? So it's all gentle and stuff for the soul, too.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's one of the ones that someone we all know and love has had to use at times as a flower essence because someone we all know and love has a hard time communicating compassionately at times. She's kind of a hothead.
That's
and so.
We so, still love you.
Yeah. Hey. And so let me call for my favorite flower essence line by Christine Tolf over at Lichenwood Herbal.
Nice.
Yeah. So okay. So let me just read you what she writes about it, and then I'll tell you a little bit about my no-name experiences. So it's her calendula is about compassionate communication. This is an essence for those who need to choose their words more carefully. These people have no problem expressing their opinions, but they often do so in harsh ways. I don't know anyone like that. They are often surprised at the effects their words have on others. What do you mean? You should know this. Calendula helps these people to communicate in a warm and compassionate manner, thereby increasing their ability to express themselves and their ideas. It's really a great flower essence for people who want to get their point across and have a hard time because other people don't seem to see it their way. But even though their way can be wicked harsh. So you would take, you know, depending on what's dosed out to you, and we do division or we do energetic work or we do empathy to see how much you should take when. But when you do take it, it helps you to talk to people softer and to be a little more eloquent in what you have to say to the point and to the point of being empathetic to the other person. Like, oh, you got a haircut? That's interesting. That could be changed to, oh, you changed your style. Very good. You know? There's a better way to be in the world other than really blunt, and calendula helps with that. You don't have to be so obnoxious and not see that you're doing anything wrong. And if you want to change that, calendula is a good flower essence to help with that. When I use calendula in my energetic puddings together for people, I will do things like I will make sprays or I will make powders or bath salt blends, or I will make creams, or I will make just random things, or something to go beside the bed, or a sachet to hold, or whatever. I will use the dried petals. And the attributes of calendula from the... I've sourced them. I mean, I already know them, but I went through and I sourced them today about things in words. Wikipedia online. Witch, nice. Not wiki. Witch.
Wikipedia.
as that kind. How about Alphaba?
Alphabapedia.
Wikipedia and Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs. A book. A solid book. I love books. Anyway, so they, I compiled it. The attributes metaphysically or magically... or energetically, of calendula. Calendula is directly associated with the sun. I mean, if you look at a calendula flower, it's yellow, orange, bold, bright, stark against everything else. You'll see it coming a mile away.
Yeah.
It is of the element of fire, as Sarah was saying about how it's about heat. It is hot. So it's masculine. It's masculine. It's about protection. So you could use this in a house sachet to hang above the front door. You could use it if you're feeling a little scared. It brings sunshine and light into your life. You could plant them around your house for protection from, you know, anything that might happen around your house. You could make a powder of it and sprinkle it in your car. You could.
I feel like I already have a lot of herbs in my car just from
walking. You sit in your car and
herbalist.
It's like, whoa. I'm in an herbal shop. it is said to bring on prophetic dreams, so I'm also wondering about the tea, drinking the tea at night. I'd love to experiment about the tea and take the tea and...
Oh, and you could do, like, a calendula mugwort tea, too. That would be crazy. for lucid prophetic?
First, we're just going to go with straight calendula. Okay. See what happens. And then, wait. Okay, mugwort's a different day. All right, so then...
calendula. Yeah.
And it helps with legal matters, supposedly. It's probably because of the courage and the protection part. Mm. And it's supposed to... It helps with psychic powers. That's probably that prophetic dream.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to read a little bit about it that I had written down. Calendula's flowers follow the sun.
Yeah.
Gathering in those gentle, fiery, nourishing energies. His magic is warming, coaxing, and it coaxes you into a brighter disposition and offering a glimpse into the sunny possibilities. He asks us to seek similar energies in our life and to use them to bring ourselves and our lives into blossom. Calendula magic is the magic of nurturing potential.
Cool.
As a healthy plant, calendula is able to live in a wide variety of soils. It self-seeds and it thrives on minimal care. So if you got a healthy plant, it'll grow anywhere there's sun.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've seen it grow out of cracks in the sidewalk. Calendula magic is the magic of the universal opportunity. He shows us that bounty, prosperity, and wealth are available to all of us, no matter our socioeconomic situation. Should we choose to focus on the bright, nourishing elements of our lives? You have all you need to flourish, he says.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's from the Practical Herbalist online, practicalherbalist.com, which is true. It's about prosperity and sunshine and gold. Think about it, gold. Think about calendula as a flower with gold glitter on it.
That's cool. You know, I used to do, like, these bowls. Sometimes I still do for Lakshmi, like, abundance bowls.
Ooh.
And, you know, I put, like, pyrite in there and other, like, carnelian and citron and all that stuff, but I always put calendula flowers in there, too, because I feel like it's very...
Well, they also use it, it's attributed to the Virgin Mary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. For the, you know, think about the protection and the love on that one. Okay, that makes sense. But also, if you think about it, like, in India, a lot of people will wear marigold chains. And you know, you do talk about Lakshmi and the gold flowers, and there's, like, the necklaces strung with the marigolds.
That's cool.
You know.
Well, it's also, I was just reading, used in ancient times in India, according to Ayurvedic healing principles, it is energetically cooling and has a bitter and pungent taste.
Pungent! Yes, very pungent. And you can also, so they're, the flowers themselves, you pull the petals off, you can throw them right in salads.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Oh, no, seriously, like... You know, they said it's so funny because you go in the grocery store.
Now I want a salad.
Oh, salads. I want salad.
Now I want a salad.
Hey, wait, stop. Calendula.
Okay. Grocery store.
Oh, yes, grocery store. We're not leaving. So, grocery store. So, like, you can... I think it's so absurd. Okay, maybe I should take some flower essence of calendula before I speak about this. But I'm not going to. What I'm going to tell you is that it's so dumb that you go into grocery stores... And they're selling these little tiny packages of flower petals, edible flower petals.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. For like $7.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. So they're like...
What store is this?
Grocery stores. Like if you go... No, seriously. If you go to the like Market Basket in Hannaford and like all that, if you go to the salad section produces, you'll see they sell, you know, like the plastic clamshells with the herbs in them.
Yeah.
You'll get flower petals too.
Really?
But the thing is, in the flower petals, you know what's in there? Shit from your porch, man. Seriously. No, seriously, because there's like...
They should make a label on it that says shit from your porch. And it should be...
Shit from your porch.
This is shit from your... You can market it, Dawn. This is Dawn's shit from your porch brand. It's got violets and calendula occasional lamb's quarter sitting in there.
Yeah, right. See, this is... I think we said something about this last week, about how you're growing stuff in your yard. You don't even know. So here's the thing. You go get yourself... You go, Wentworth Gardens...
Yeah.
You go to Leapfrog Farm, or you go to who else? There's all kinds of mini little farms around the
a local person, right, a local farmer in your area.
Heck yeah!
So around here,
anyway,
in New Hampshire.
Oh, so Spazoid. So they'll sell these clamshells, these plastic little containers of like an ounce
shit
or less. Shipped from your porch, and they sell it for $7 that you can put in your salad to make your salad bright.
Right.
I'm like, wow, that's so hip. No. It's like you can go on your front porch and you get this stuff out of the pots that you just planted, as long as they don't have like nanocides and you didn't get them from Walmart. You know, and it's like it's stuff you can eat. So calendula flowers, you grow these calendula flowers in a pot on your porch, right? And you can pull the leaves off, or the flower petals off, and actually throw them in your salad at dinner time, and it's fantastic. You can throw them in your pasta.
That sounds really good, too.
Dude.
I want pasta.
And then, even if you, like, pull the heads, you can make a tea. Oh, my gosh. It makes this most golden, amazing, beautiful tea. You just throw them in, like, you boil water, put it in a container of whatever, throw the flowers in.
And done.
And gold.
Well, that's what, again, important to know about plants just because, one, we're, when you spend money, when you don't need, I guess convenience, right? But... And sometimes
and
I just want dinner made.
And more power to the small companies that
right, that are doing it. So, at least they're, But
giving
at the same
the
time, if I've got...
If I've got shit on my porch, I'm going to go eat it.
Well, that's why I plant an herb garden,
Plants.
No,
let's go to plants.
Plants.
We got herbs on my porch. We
but, like, I, I've got an herb garden so that I don't have to go to the grocery store and spend money on chives. I just go out and...
And it's
cut
really not that hard. It's really, really, really easy. And a lot of people are overwhelmed by it.
And I get that.
And so they don't do it. But the thing is, all they need is someone to show them for just a minute.
Yeah.
Like, so if any of you really, really want us to show you for just a minute...
We will make a video.
We will come to your house and we will tell you about it.
Or we will make a video and post it to the Facebook page, which we have.
Oh, yeah. We got to plug things. But yeah, I know. Like, volunteering us for stuff as usual. I'm terrible about volunteering.
So this is how I ended up on the board. Of the community garden, which is fine and a good outlet for me.
I love them.
They're great. We do great work. But
I volunteer people for stuff.
I get volunteered
terrible.
For things.
But you guys love me.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't take the calendula flower essence and I get shit, bitches get shit done.
So the importance being, grow your own food. There's medicine in your backyard. Medicine, there are remedies. Speaking in the FDA language. Yeah, so there's remedies and all sorts
there
of
There are things you
backyard.
Can do with plants that we're not telling you what to do with plants. If they ever show up, you know what?
We didn't tell you
The Obliviators came. Look at the light.
We just said. But here's old and traditional knowledge. I was just reading, did you know that calendula, if you feed it to koi fish, it makes their colors brighter?
Oh, I'm going to go get myself some fish.
Yeah. The color of ornamental fish that are bred in captivity can be intensified by adding calendula flowers to their diet. Also, calendula has been reported to contain high levels of calendic acid in the seed. This acid oxidizes rapidly and therefore has potential to replace several hazardous volatile organic compounds used in industrial drying agents in paints, varnishes, and plastics.
So, there!
This is from Mountain Rose. I like the seeds. The seeds look like
They're little alien spawn. They look like goat horns. Like
goat horns.
Mountain goat horns.
Mountain goat horn alien spawn. That are tiny. And in multiple packets. This is what it looks like to me. I like them. I feel like I'm looking at some paper
so
that's
going to
burrow into my brain. But it will be a brain of yellow loveliness.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's gorgeous. did you know in medieval Europe it was known as poor man's saffron?
Why, I did not.
Yeah, it's used to color and spice various foods, soups in particular.
It actually does replace saffron.
It was used to make butter more yellow.
I love butter.
Also,
cook with butter, not margarine. If you have margarine in your fridge, get rid of it now.
So calendula's use as food coloring in butter led to it being used as a topical ointment for burns. Did they just put butter in burns?
Oh, God, that makes sense.
How does it? Because...
Oh, my God, the correlation just went kaping. So here's the thing. All right? So, like, oh, my God, it makes me so mad. Here's the non-calendula flower essence issue I have. So it pisses me off to no end that fucking people do this shit. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. They're like, oh, you got a burn? Put butter on. I'm like, that holds the heat.
Wait,
in
but that
water
makes sense. Why
burn?
I put butter in a burn is because it's got the calendula in
but
it.
But
it helps.
Doesn't always.
But
they
no,
do it
not
now.
Anymore. Well, who
but
puts...
they do it now. They do it now. Like,
right.
They go to Market Basket and they get the freaking butter and they still put it on, but they
but
don't know why they did it to begin with. They
well,
don't
it's
understand.
The ham bone story.
I don't know anything about a ham bone. We're talking about fucking calendula
well,
butter.
No, no, no.
But the thing is, like, if they still colored it with calendula, it would make sense. But they don't anymore. But nobody seems to understand why this whole tradition came around. If they knew the beginning of
because
it.
Because that's the lost information.
Right! No more lost information.
Right. This is where, okay, so I've got another project, Lost Remedy Project, which is just in its infancy of trying to restore information and knowledge from the past. This is, like, right up that alley. of being, you know, like, okay, things we didn't know or weren't passed down. My grandma used to put this plaster on my chest and it made me feel better. Or I put butter on my burns. Why do I do that? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
well, you don't now, but you should if you
use
colonics.
But that's the thing. So it's the ham bone story.
Okay.
So the ham bone story is the guy, or the, whatever, well, men can cook too. The guy is making dinner. Guy's making dinner and he's like,
men
I can't find a pan.
Hair.
For my, or whatever.
For my ammo?
No, what was
is
the story?
Is it connected to his needle?
No, the guy's cooking dinner and he's chopping off the end of the ham. Right? There's a chopping off the end of the ham. And he's like, I wonder why I chop off the end of the ham. And so he calls his mom.
Oh, wait
like,
a minute, I know about this.
Mom, why do we cut off the end of the ham? And mom's like, I have no idea. He's a young guy, right? So mom goes, I'll ask my mother, right? So grandma gets called. Hey, why do we chop off the end of the ham? She's like, I don't know. I'm going to ask Granny. And so they ask Granny. And why do we chop off the end of the ham bone? And Granny's like, the pan's too small. So this is the thing. It's all this generational knowledge. It's the same thing with, like, we have ancestral patterns.
So everybody just, for three generations, was chopping off the
end of the ham bone, and they didn't know.
And they didn't know why.
Because Granny's pan
was too small, so she always chopped off the end.
So why are we putting butter on burns? Because there was calendula in it at one time, but people don't realize that there's no more calendula in it. It's just now butter, which the oil, man. But
it holds heat onto the burn, so it makes it worse. Like, that's not smart.
But when you think about
it,
like...
If it was cooled, I guess the fats might help, but not really. If it's calendula,
but how's
yes.
that... Okay, so this is what's puzzled me, is, like, we make, for example, St. John's ointments that are based in EVOO, but that helps a burn. Is it just because of the plant properties? I mean, we need the delivery system of the oil.
It's for burns. That's what it does.
Right.
It's just its job.
But...
of the sun.
So oil doesn't necessarily, but does...
No, it's not the oil that's doing it. It's the constituents of the plants put in the oil.
Right. But, I mean, so, like, if...
I mean...
If butter holds in burns, doesn't olive oil hold in burns?
You don't put it on a hot burn. You cool the burn.
Right. Okay, then I... Never mind. I answered my own question. Hi. I'm an herbalist.
Yeah, what I don't understand is why people put mustard on burns. I'm like, is it the vinegar? Because, you know, you put vinegar on...
That might have tied back to mustard plasters or something. But mustard plasters are supposed
hot.
To burn you.
They're hot!
That burns you. You wouldn't put that on a burn. You would put that on yourself and burn.
But the thing is, it's got vinegar in it, and vinegar soothes burn. Because, you know, you dunk a kid... That kid over there, you put her in a vinegar bath when she gets burned... Sunburn, it takes the sting out. God knows why. I still don't know why. I don't remember why. But it works.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the vinegar in the thing that helps. But, I mean, if it's going to bubble, it's going to bubble. But it does not bubble if you put St. John's wort on it and calendula.
I think it's dangerous to think about putting mustard on anything burning because it'd just burn you.
I like mustard.
I mean, like, fridge mustard, sure.
Cold mustard.
Right, on a hot dog.
Ew! We don't need hot dogs.
Anyway, this is sort of rambling, but we're saying it's interesting, like,
calendula's
the things that people...
yellow and mustard's yellow. Onions have layers and ogres have layers.
We all have layers. The point being is sometimes people do things that they don't realize why they did them, but now we find out, like, the butter thing. It's because there was calendula to color the butter, which made it healing.
Calendula has layers.
Calendula has layers like onions have layers, like ogres have layers.
And you can buy onions at the grocery and you can buy calendula at the groceries, but you don't need to. Because you can grow it on your porch and you can eat it, and then you're eating shit from your porch.
Nick Culpepper, old Nicky.
Culpepper.
Old Nicky Culpepper from 17th century, botanist.
We love that guy!
Yo, I'm Nicky Culpepper.
Yo.
he says that,
Culpeppers!
Picking flowers under the noonday sun will strengthen and comfort the heart.
Aww.
TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. Calendula is called Jinzanju, which if you actually
bless
know how to
you.
Pronounce this, let me know. Considered neutral and drying and used to support healthy skin. Also increases circulation to the skin.
But not as much as mustard.
Yeah, flowers are edible. I like the thing about the fish. Mustard.
Me too.
So, you know, calendula, magic herb of the day. What else you got?
Oh my god, a bath with calendula flowers floating in it is so yummerific.
Because it's pretty.
And it's so good for your skin.
Yeah.
Like even dried ones, you can put the dried ones in and oh man, it makes this yellow bath. I've done that to Maggie numerous times. I love my child because I could experiment on her. And she
Well, that's what children are for.
<She's> like, Yes. Yeah, so she's had marigold baths, calendula baths. Remember your calendula baths?
Pot marigold.
I knew they were very relaxing.
Yes, mm-hmm. And they're very yellow, huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And she loves them. Not that we have a bathtub now. But, you know.
You could do a foot soap.
We could, but then we'd make a mess because we're really messy. And well, the dog would try and eat the water. Drink
well,
the
it'd be
water,
good for him. It soothes his digestion. I wonder if it helps dog farts.
I can just almost spit water everywhere. Briggy doesn't have bad farts, though.
Which is amazing. Briggy is a tiny beast of a... What is he? Some cross between a...
Schnug.
A pug and a schnauzer. He's a schnug. And he goes...
He's a snarf.
He's a snarf blat.
Yeet. If a girl touches the petals of the marigold with her feet, she will understand the language of birds. Bet you didn't know.
That's cool.
Just so you're in the know. If you want to talk to the birds...
You gotta touch...
You gotta go tickle the marigolds with your
with
toes.
With your feet? How does that correlate?
It doesn't matter. You don't have bird language. Who cares?
I want to know what toes have to do with birds.
Huh? Feet. Birds. Toes. Twitter-pated. Twinkle toes. Twitter-pated birds.
John Lust writes in the herb book that you can use it to get rid of warts by rubbing on the fresh juice.
Isn't that like celandine, though?
Yeah, I think, well, we can talk about celandine later because I tried it out on a wart and it's doing things to it. So.
Wow. Yeah. Is it doing obscene things?
No. Aww. It's just doing normal things to
boring.
It.
Boring.
You're why we have to put an E on this podcast.
What?
No.
An E?
For explicit.
Oh, don't do stupid shit.
Don't do stupid shit.
They're like, wait, what? I'm trying to figure out what word you put an E on. Explicit herbalists.
Explicit herbalists. Yeah.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
I know, right?
Dude, we so used that with Maggie when she was little.
Did you put her in earmuffs?
No. Pat would look at her and go, earmuffs. That's her ears. Now it's headphones that her lovely Uncle Eric sent her.
Nice. Thanks, Uncle Eric, for
Eric. We
helping
love Eric.
Us out.
Bald Eric photo. Plug. If you're in Phoenix.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything else on calendula?
I have it sitting in some oil in my house.
Yeah, it's really pretty. You sit it in the sun.
Oh my god, it makes the coolest looking stuff when you put it in the jar. Clear jar, in the sun, in... Even the greenest of oil will turn, like, such yellow awesomeness.
I like to extract it in,
grapeseed.
Oh, yeah, you
I
can
like
do oil.
Grapeseed.
I was thinking it's a little resinous, so usually when things are a little resinous, I like to add extract it with a higher proof of alcohol if I can get it. It might be overkill a little bit, but...
Oh, I don't know. I don't do calendula tincture, just oils.
Yeah.
Tinctures.
Extracts.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
The FDA says that they are now extracts.
Fuck the A. FDA so. Makes our lives pain in the butt. Although they're trying to keep us safe. Although let's not.
I think it's so they can, you know, group them all together with some, I don't know.
They're going to make us all in trouble.
Either way, label it, put a date on it, put your initials on it. Write it down. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I like the higher proof of alcohol.
I like high proof alcohol.
Just because it's her resonance. So.
Why is all the rum gone?
I know. You're not allowed.
I'm not allowed. No, I'm not allowed whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. That's right.
It's whiskey. I'm not allowed.
That's right.
But we don't extract things in whiskey.
Well,
we?
No. Yeah, you can.
What?
Elderberry. It makes great because it hits you right in the chest.
I can't have that.
Well, then we Why will work on gone? Something new for you. Because I usually do it in bourbon and whiskey.
Ugh, I can't have that.
Yeah. Well, just don't
Well, so
drink
if there's ever, like a war
a...
and we need protection, I can have that.
Well, yeah. Because then we'll be fine.
We're rambling on about alcohols instead of calendula.
Yeah.
So what do you use calendula tincture for, then?
I mean
extract.
It's an extract. So, well, if
Well,
you...
I know. It's extracted in the menstruum.
I would most... I would most like to use it as a tea, though. Like, if it's for digestion... I think, you know, overall,
well, yeah.
I prefer it as the tea.
Just pick the flower and swallow it whole. Not really.
I'm a little
Not
bit
really.
Of a compulsive extractor.
jars everywhere.
Jars and extract and, you know.
Where's your partner to chime in and say, there's jars everywhere?
She's fine with it. I made a jar of sweet fern stuff today. I'll have to show you.
For buggies?
For yummy. I made it with moonshine. For drinking, mostly.
But are you going to drink sweet fern?
It's going to be great. Again, this is why...
Scared. I've never heard of this before, so I'm kind of scared.
I'm going to try it.
She's going to drink sweet fern. Why are you drinking? Did you research that somewhere?
I'm experimenting.
No! Okay, Donnie, disclaimer, don't do stupid shit.
Don't do stupid shit.
Don't do what Sarah's doing because she doesn't know what it's going to do.
I will research it before I do anything with it.
She's
either way,
do it and tell you all about it.
It'll be great for the skin because sweet fern helps with bites and all that stuff. So
I always stick it
for the most part, I'm going to do it with that. There's a guy I ran into, though, that's drinking it, so I want to do some research and maybe try that out.
Did it hurt when you ran into it?
What, the sweet fern?
No, you said you ran into a guy.
Oh, no. No.
You said guy. Where'd you see him?
Earth Eagle Brewery in Portsmouth. He's playing with all sorts of different things.
Who's that dude? I want to see that dude.
Yeah, you'll have to meet him. Anyway, so all of you other herbalists out there listening, I have no idea what I'm doing with sweet fern. I don't have my plans solidified, so don't copy me. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it.
And, but that doesn't make sense, because you don't know.
Right. Well, so I'm not going to do it until I know.
Anyway, calendula's good. We were back to tincturing calendula.
Yeah.
I mean, extracting.
Extracting. So, yeah.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah. So, overall, great plant.
Yeah, calendula shit from your porch.
Yeah.
Well, there's the name of the podcast.
There you go. Actually, and today, we have calendula.
Shit from the porch.
Shit from the porch. It's a good spot to say thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to our ramblings and loudness. My God, I know I'm so loud. My sister would be like, never changes. She's always loud.
We got a bit off...
off kilter?
Off topic today.
You know what, though? Pieces. And if you have comments, for all's sake, please talk to us. We want to see things and have conversations.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, which is Two Chicks...
Two
Chicks Plant Show on Facebook. And then we're on iTunes now, Two Chicks Plant Show. And then we also have an email, which is twochicksplantshow@gmail.com.
Yes, that's the one.
And Donnie is mostly checking that one.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're checking now.
We could have emails. I've got it set up so I can check it.
Let's see if we have any questions before we go. Do we have any good email questions before we go?
Let me look. Probably not, but let me look.
384, and I'm going to look up if Sweet Fern's going to...
No, calendula. All right.
Sweet Fern.
Hey, I'm back here.
Hey, it's a leaf tea.
Oh, boy. What is it?
You know, American Indians used leaf tea as a beverage.
Hey, you know, you're supposed to confirm our email address. Oh, wait, that's me. Sarah, welcome to your new Google account.
Oh, have people...
You know, Google loves us, apparently.
Mm-hmm. So, if you have emailed, we maybe haven't got it yet, because we only just now confirmed the email account. So, that's what we are up to. Oh, that's a different thing.
No, the email account probably goes through. Gmail.
Is that the only one we've got?
Go back.
So... No cool emails.
Sarah got a new tattoo without me.
Yeah, and I have a new tattoo, which I'll post pictures of on Facebook as well.
Please do, because it's not fair.
There we go.
Someone needs to send me money for a tattoo. I've decided this.
You do have calendula.
Actually, that's part of my sleeve. I'm actually going to get a sleeve on my right arm with comfrey, calendula, St. John's wort, a dandelion poof for Magdalena.
Oh, yes, the mags.
I've got like all these herbies that are going to go up this arm. It's big old calendula. Nice. Comfrey leaf, this huge comfrey leaf. It's so fantastic. And I just need it funded. So.
Well, for now, you can go to our Facebook page, post your herbal tattoo ideas, along with any questions or comments you have. Sweet Fern is not going to kill me. And
I'm glad I would miss you.
And calendula is going to be great for everybody. So make sure you...
Eat your flowers.
Eat your flowers and...
If you can't say not something nice, don't say anything at all.
And use shit from your porch.
Take your flower essence so you're not snarky.
There you go. All right. Take care, everybody.
Yo.
Bye.